Over the past few years, Proctor's has become an important destination for Broadway shows readying for the road. The 2017-2018 Key Private Bank Broadway series at Proctor's will continue that tradition with the Tony Award-winning revival of The Color Purple, which will tech in Schenectady before traveling the rest of the country. Proctor's announced their upcoming season on Monday with shows including the 2015 Tony Award-winning Best Musical, Fun Home, which we just heard a little clip from, Finding Neverland, The Bodyguard, Rodgers and Hammerstein's The King and I, and On Your Feet, plus much, much more. We're also going to hear about the announcement for the Capitol Repertory Theater season, and we learn about all of this from our friends at Proctor's and CapRep, Peter Hughes, Heidi Nathaniels, and Michael Eck. Good morning to you all. Thank you for traveling in horrid weather to be here. I appreciate it.
Good morning, Joe. You know, before we jump in with the Proctor stuff, we'd just like to say what a testament your listeners gave. A one-day fun drive. It's incredible, and it's an affirmation of the great work that's being done here all the time.
Well, thank you very much. That's very kind of you to say. I will say that because people were so nice in a day, we were unable to go to your announcement. But other than that, it was a perfect day.
I missed a fun party.
I noticed.
Yeah. I think we maybe we had a good excuse. But
you had a great excuse.
Absolutely.
But still, we missed a good party. All right. So let us start with you, Peter, in what this means. Talk a little bit about the Key Private Bank Broadway series. Why that is so important and really the cornerstone of your announcement.
Absolutely. The Key Private Bank Broadway series has been a part of or the mainstay of the Proctor's schedule and season for, I don't know, probably like 8 or 9 years since we launched with Phantom of the Opera after the first big expansion. I think that was in 2006. We had 4 weeks of Phantom of the Opera, and no one thought we could do that kind of thing in the Capital Region. But lo and behold, now we're up to 8, 9, 14 weeks of Broadway on the Proctor stage, bringing you the Tony Award winners, the most important shows from Broadway sooner than anywhere. So Key Private Bank has been a huge part of that, of course, giving us the support we need in order to bring that Best of Broadway the very next year, the very next 2 years, right to Schenectady and the greater Capital Region. And it allows us really to bring in the audiences we do to do everything else we do, including our great relationship and brotherhood, sisterhood with Capitol Repertory Theater. Other things we're doing are our School of Performing Arts, outreach programs, open stage media, all sorts of things. So it really provides the backbone for everything Proctor's does to be the institution of entertainment and progress that it is.
So what goes into putting together a season like this? I mean, the one thing that I think will, we're looking a long way down the road.
Sure.
So you obviously have to look a long way down the road.
Our CEO and our chief of staff programming department, along with people like myself and the other people involved, are looking, negotiating years in advance for what is routing on the road. Things are on Broadway. And the moment they're hitting Broadway, they're in negotiations with the tours to launch them and route where they have to go. So there are conversations about 2, 3, sometimes 4 years down the line about what's coming into the series and when. Those things are going to change, so you can't really announce them or talk about them before you get there. But we want to make sure that the things you want to see get here as soon as possible. Best example, you're probably going to skip there in a second, is we wanted to make sure that everyone knew that the big, the elephant in the room, Hamilton, is coming in the 18-19 season to Proctor's stage, and we wanted to let people know that as soon as possible, that that's when they can see it.
Now, we don't have exact dates yet, right?
No.
Okay, so, but it's somewhere in that 18-19
season. It'll be in the 18-19 season, and what we can tell people to give them something to work for is that if you are in the 17-18 season, if you're subscribers, and that's subscribers to Proctor's or Capitol Repertory Theater, you are going to be first in line when you renew your subscription next year, because subscribers get to keep their seats.
Okay.
So if you have your seats and you're locked into your seats, you have a seat for Hamilton.
And quite frankly, there's a number of subscription packages available where you could buy the subscription for the entire year for less than a price of a ticket of Hamilton on Broadway, so you'll see Hamilton and everything else. Quite a deal.
All right, but our national debt is less than a Hamilton ticket, isn't it? I mean, I don't know if that's a good analogy.
True dat.
But it's still nice.
I got my car for less than a price.
I always have problems. You know, I love that this is coming, and I love long-range planning. But, you know, I do, I like, this is the exact reaction I had. Oh, it's coming the 18-19 season. I hope I'm alive then. You know?
We hope so, too.
Yes, well, you never know. But, I think that shows of how competitive the market is and that you have to, you know, get out there and figure it all out, right?
Sure, absolutely.
So, talk a little, before we go all cap rep on you, let's talk about some of the highlights of the season, which I mentioned in the introduction, but you can go into more detail, of course.
I would love to. The Color Purple 2016 Tony Award winner for Best Revival is going to be teching, as Michael said, at Proctor's. That means they're going to live here. Probably told this tech story here a bunch of times, but it's worth repeating. That means they're going to be coming in. I think the show is, according to my dates, because I've not actually, this is so new, I've not memorized all these things, October 7th to 14th, but that means they're coming in early September. The entire crew, hundreds of people, will live in Schenectady, work in Schenectady. The whole theater turns into this crazy lab of stagecraft, which is kind of remarkable to see. And they build it for the roads. They hopefully can launch it for the rest of the world to go on tour for years and years and years. The same thing for things like Newsies and Color and Something Rotten, American in Paris. But the Color Purple itself, this is a revival. It's not the same Color Purple as we had Mountain on Proctor stage a few years ago. It's one of, I have this great opportunity where I get to see lots of stuff. Yeah. And it's like the best part of my job. My 20-year-old self would be incredibly impressed with my 43-year-old self about what I get to do and would not believe it. So, but this is a show I really wasn't on my docket again because I've seen it. I think it's beautiful, but I wasn't on my docket of must-sees in the small time I get. Philip Morris, CEO, Gene Leonard, chief of staff, go, no, you got to go see this. So yeah. I went to go see it. It is a remarkable revival. It is so heartwarming, and the set is very simplified, but that means all the performances has come out so much more. And that final song with I'm Here, if you don't cry at that, if that doesn't move you, you cannot be moved. Yeah. Fun Home?
Fun Home.
Jump to Fun
also
Home.
Also a gorgeous
gorgeous
show.
Thing based upon Alison Bechdel's graphic memoir. As an old school comic book fan since I was five, seeing something hit like to be an Tony Award, kind of based on a comic book, it's a graphic memoir, is really cool to me. But it is just an amazing, really touching story. It looks like your family, even though it doesn't look like family. The words they use, and I believe them, if you have a, if you're a mother, a father, a son, or a daughter, this probably is made for you. And it's really, really interesting and entertaining.
Yes. I love the show.
It's probably, if I could go off script here for 1 second, it's probably my absolute favorite thing we have coming. What else we got going? Finding Neverland?
I'm going to give a great big huzzah to that. Fun Home is fantastic.
Yeah, Fun Home is remarkable. Let's talk about Finding Neverland for a second. December 5th through 10th, that's based upon, there's a book it's based upon, but also the movie you might remember with Johnny Depp. This, the story behind Peter Pan, of J.M. Barrie writing and crafting Peter Pan with his inspirations and the child Peter he works with on that and the family he's involved with, and also alludes to the whole Peter Pan narrative. And it is a crowd favorite, and it's also got really remarkable music in it. The Bodyguard. This is a brand new show. Never been on Broadway. Start going on a tour first will be one of those first stops in January. Saw at the Paper Mill Playhouse down in New Jersey.
Yes.
This is based upon the Kevin Costner, Whitney Houston Bodyguard movie with all of the songs from the 1980s that you would associate with this. Of course, the songs that Whitney Houston sang in The Bodyguard, but also I Will Always Love You, I Want to Dance with Somebody, One Moment in Time, Queen of the Night, all of these incredible 1980s blockbusters. And it is a little bit different, but it's really, really fun, and it can get really cool. Very, very, a lot of glitz, and it's a good time. Robertson Hammerstein, The King and I, it's again a winner for Best Revival. This is remarkable. This is the Lincoln Center production, and we're so glad to be hosting that tour. Sorry, what else we have coming up? What have I missed, Michael?
We've got Les Mis.
Les Mis. How'd I miss Les Mis? Les Mis. This is the newer production of Les Mis that was just on Broadway, and that's coming in. That's a subscriber exclusive at the moment, which means that subscribers are available to buy it. You don't have to buy it as part of the package, but it's Les Mis, and it's remarkable.
And in terms of a must-see, if you have not seen Les Mis and you're a theater fan, you just have to, by law.
Right.
And if you have seen it and love it, it's a very different production and really kind of remarkable the way it's different. And it lets you see it again for the first time, which is kind of fun.
All righty. Heidi, you've been very patient during all of this. Let us talk about what is going on at Cap Rep, because it's very exciting at the Rep.
It is exciting. We have a great season lined up, and we are thrilled to continue our partnership with Proctors because it allows us to bring some things to our subscribers that we wouldn't be able to get the rights to produce on our own for years to come. But we are going to kick off our summer with the classic Mamma Mia, which is based on all the music of ABBA that you know and love. There was also a movie, Mamma Mia, and we are going to bring it to the Capital Region in the way that only the Rep can do. No seat in our theater is more than 30 feet from the stage. And so it is an intimate, exciting party that we're going to have for a 5.5-week run this summer.
That's great.
So plenty of seats, plenty of fun to be had then.
Kara McCullough, who's been in a number of shows at the Rep, represented Mamma Mia at the Bash and brought the house down.
Good stuff.
We had a little dancing queen. And she will be in our production this summer as well.
Good.
She was in Christmas Story, the musical. In the fall, we're going to do a newer play called Sex with Strangers. It's a two-person drama about a 40-something woman who ends up stranded at a bed and breakfast, snowbound, much like today, with a much younger man. They are both writers, and one thing leads to another, as you can imagine. But it turns out she finds out the next day that he writes a blog called Sex with Strangers. So you can imagine what happens.
Oh, hilarity ensues.
And hilarity ensues. But it is actually also very interesting. You're a literary guy.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting discussion as well about ebooks versus old school publishing.
Oh, that's good.
And the access that people have, perhaps a little too much access sometimes, and what happens in that literary publishing world. So it's going to be very interesting.
Good stuff.
Our holiday show is She Loves Me, which just had a revival on Broadway.
Beautiful revival.
Yeah. It is the story was the inspiration for The Shop Around the Corner, the movie You've Got Mail. It's two feuding coworkers who don't realize that they're secretly pen pals and madly in love with each other. So a really delightful, fun show for the holidays. Perfect for all ages. We are going to do another world premiere. I believe it is our 27th world premiere at the Rep in our 36 years. In January with a play called Paris Time, which is a timely look at anti-Semitism in modern day France. And an American corporate executive who ends up embroiled in an issue with his company there and what he's going to do about that. The brilliant thing about our partnership this year is that on the subscription series at the Rep, we have The Humans, which is the national Broadway tour of that play.
The Tony Award-winning play.
Tony Award-winning play. It has won Best Play in almost every category it could win this year. I saw it this past spring, and it's really extraordinary.
Stunning.
So that will be at Proctor's in March, and it ticks to that do live on the Capital Rep series this year. So we're very excited to bring that to our patrons and also available to the Proctor's subscribers as well. And then we'll end the year with a Noel Coward classic comedy, Blind Spirit, which is about a man with a second wife who mistakenly goes to a seance, and his first wife comes back to life and refuses to leave.
And hilarity ensues.
And hilarity ensues. So there'll be a lot of comedy going on at the Rep this year.
That's a great lineup. A lot of good stuff. So then, do you then announce other things that go on, all the other stuff that happens at Proctor's? Does that come through the schedule later?
Yeah, sure. Probably around late April, we'll release, as a matter of fact, this is the project I started this morning, No Rest for the Weary. There, we'll release the rest of the Proctor's schedule. There probably maybe some surprises at Capital Rep 2 of 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 different things that take us through all the year, all the comedy, all the dance, all the family entertainment, all the Christmas shows, all of that, rest of that stuff, which we're excited to mount as well around these 14 weeks of Broadway, we'll announce probably in late April.
And while our minds are definitely on what's happening in the 2017-2018 season, we still have great, great stuff left in our current 2016-2017 season. On March 1st, we've got Wicked coming in for 2 weeks.
Yep.
We'll have Beautiful coming in, which is a partnership between the Rep and Proctor's. And right now at the Rep, we have Assisted Loving, which is yet another world premiere.
Which is, great. Fantastic stuff. So a lot going on. And so, as you say, no rest, because you have this season, you're working on next season, and then, oh, by the way, you've got the big behemoth coming in 2018, 2019, whatever that may be. As far as finding out information about your about the subscription packages and about all the shows and how all of this works, all you have to do is go to proctors.org, proctors.org, which includes information for both places, correct?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, and it's easy, as easy as that, proctors.org. And, well, this is very exciting for all of us who live for a great theater in this region. It's, we always look forward to this announcement, and it's very, very nice that you come by, and especially on an awful day, to come in and to tell us all about it. We appreciate it. Again, you can find out more by going to proctors.org. Peter Hughes, Heidi Nathaniels, and Michael Eck, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
It's a great pleasure.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.